National Weather Service climate specialist Rick Toman says an unusually warm and wet October set the stage for formation of the stubborn ice that's slickened roads all around the interior.
It was very mild, and we had an inordinately large number of either mixed rain and snow events, or at valley level at least, just straight rain events. Unusually late in the year.
Toman says later in October, precipitation that fell during above freezing daytime temperatures froze to the roadways and other such surfaces when it cooled down at night.
By the time we get to the second half of October, we're not getting much heating from the sun anymore, and it's hard to stay above freezing for any length of time at night. So when we get water on the roads, it's the perfect setup for icy roads.
Even more so because most of the precipitation that fell during October came in liquid form, not snowfall, which is more typical this time of year.
We had the third highest precipitation total of any October in Fairbanks in the last 100-plus years. But our snowfall at the airport, only 5.3 inches. That's significantly below normal.
And that's why many State Department of Transportation workers are literally working overtime to try and make the area's roadways safer.
This year, the Department of Transportation has applied far more traction aids than we used last year.
Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says workers have been applying traction aids such as sand and gravel especially heavily over the past week.
So we were really struggling and trying to fight the accumulation of ice on the roadways.
The de-icing battle also is being waged on airfield runways. Deputy Transportation Commissioner John Binder said last week that workers at Fairbanks International Airport have had to use much more de-icing solution over the past couple of weeks than is normal for this time of year.
Fairbanks here this last week has had a horrible week as far as freezing rain and whatnot. They spent almost a quarter of their budget already this year, just in this last week, on their de-icing chemical. 5,000 gallons they put down in just a couple days.
Spokeswoman Sammy Loud says the airports had to spend a lot more on de-icing fluid this September than the previous September.
For fiscal year 17 in September, we spent $144,000 on de-icing fluid versus this last September in fiscal year 18, we used $252,000.
Loud says so far this fiscal year, the airport's spent nearly two-thirds of the amount it spent on de-icing agents in all of the previous fiscal year.
So the entire amount that we used on de-icing measures last year was $358,000. And then to date this year, we've used $205,000.
Loud says the airport uses both solid and liquid de-icing agents, as well as, in some situations, plain old sand. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.